right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. On the line, Dr. Robert Craig. In the studio, Sandy Williams. You know, Dr. Craig, what else is happening?
Lord, the whole question of whether some parts of President Biden's domestic agenda can pass, and it's thought they can, but the Ukraine war complicates that. We're expecting currently an April or May attempt to pass something with a different name other than Build Back Better, because Senator Manchin will not vote for something of that name. And so that's critical on a number of fronts. In fact, and I'd say one I'd point out to is, since I mentioned the deadline we have to cut greenhouse emissions in half by 2030 or have catastrophic runaway global warming, we need to start now. It gets harder because you keep doing emissions at current levels or higher. And Senator Manchin said he would sign off on President Biden's $500 billion in climate investments, which is also a huge job creator and a potentially game changer for Milwaukee if we spend the money right. So if that can happen, that has to happen now. We don't even know if Biden will have legislative majorities for the rest of his term, depending on how the 2022 elections go. So that is a big thing going on. The Milwaukee mayor's race is a big thing going on. So there's a threat to democracy. We're thinking a lot about if the conspiracy continues the way it's going in 2022 and 2024, and we can no longer use the courts because they've been packed by right-wing conservatives, and we have gerrymandered legislatures that think they can choose the electors for president in the handful of states that decide the presidential election, that includes Wisconsin, how do we maybe start something like a nonviolence civil disobedience movement like Martin Luther King did or Gandhi did in order to put pressure on if we can't win by official levers? Because that is a serious question. So, and I'm missing a bunch of stuff, Earl. I mean, I guess it's either a blessing or a curse to live in interesting times.
Dr. Craig, the fact that, you know, we've got this race between Cavalier Johnson and Bob Donovan. From the inside looking out, it doesn't appear to be any way possible that Bob Donovan can become mayor. There just aren't enough Republicans around in the city that can put him over the top, is it?
That is correct. I mean, and that frustrates me about some of the conversations we've had, because we've been very, very involved in the mayor's race. People seem to want to assume that anything Citizen Action does is going to influence the outcome. It's just not. This is, too bad there aren't betting odds available where you could make money on betting on Cavalier Johnson, because he is going to win. He also has a lot more money, okay? And the reason he has a lot more money, people invest in a candidate that's going to be the mayor, not in a candidate who's not going to be the mayor, right?
Yeah.
So he's a protest candidate, Bob Donovan. There is something important going on here that I'd be interested in your perspective as a black man who's lived his whole life in the north side of Milwaukee. Look, the Black Lives Matter movement, and not just the movement itself, not the activists are very important, the people who have led that movement, and it has its leaders here in Milwaukee. It's also a lot of intellectual leaders, the Michelle Alexanders, the Ibram X. Kendis, the Heather McGees, who have changed in many ways our view of racism and what needs to be done to unwind it. And you look at the inequality numbers in Milwaukee, it's horrendous. You cannot say this is a system that is equal. This is anything like the civil rights movement was striving for, especially in Martin Luther King's later period, where he understood economic rights also needed to exist, to be expanded, and you would need economic equality to have political equality, right? That's what he was murdered fighting for, right, in Memphis. So there's now an interesting divide, and that is, you know, some of the more the older generation of African American leaders And the people who run politics see the shift in public opinion from 2020, where it seemed like during the George Floyd protests, a whole new approach to the criminal justice system and real structural reform was possible. And then with COVID-19, there's a perceived crime wave. And now we've gone back to the 90s, and almost everyone is running, not just in Milwaukee. It happened in New York with Eric Adams, and I'm talking about black candidates too, on more police. And so a lot of there's a generational divide, Earl, where a lot of the younger racial justice leaders, like the leaders of BLOC, of LID, of the African American Roundtable, are sitting out this race. Okay.
Yeah, so you are right on point. And I have this conversation with my generation all the time. This changing of the guard of the younger black political generation that sees things through a completely different prism. I don't know how they think that sitting out the race is somehow going to improve the situation. If you don't get your way to sit out and because you don't support Cavalier Johnson, sometimes there's a lesser of two evils, and to say that somehow we're going to sit out an organized effort to do that, I think is fool's gold, and it is those people have power, they really do. They're organized and they're well educated and they're making a mistake. And that debate is going on in our community, and it's frustrating because
You may be surprised what I'm going to tell you, Earl. And it's always okay to disagree. You know, that's where we get to the truth, right? As we have different perspectives. At Citizen Action, we decide to sit out on Friday. Milwaukee Teacher Education Association, the biggest union in the state, is sitting out, and Voces de la Frontera is not endorsed yet. Part of it is what we said first. I mean, this is obviously a contextual factor that Cavalier Johnson is going to win. Okay, so we're not making Bob Donovan mayor. And so you owe every
Dr. Craig, just let me just punctuate quickly.
Yeah.
We said that about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump too, right? Hillary is definitely going to win.
Context.
Okay.
No, that's different. Okay. Okay, I would beg to differ with you on the political science, but I take your point generally. And let me just add, we decided the cost to us as far as how it would make our young African American organizers and leaders feel, how it would affect our relationships with the folks that are the rising generation of racial justice leaders, outweighed the virtue of an endorsement for Cavalier Johnson, especially, and I don't know how it would come out otherwise, when we're not going to influence whether he wins or not, because this is not, because Bob Donovan is a protest candidate, which Donald Trump was not. So these are tough choices, and you have your own politics, right, and your own view of what will make you stronger to get the change, Earl, that we all want. And we're all going to sometimes disagree on what the right choice is at each step and then come together.
Dr. Craig, I certainly didn't see any way, shape, or form that Bob Donovan, it doesn't matter how much money they try to put into his coffers, is just not going to defeat Cavalier Johnson. You are right from that perspective. And maybe I had not really thought about it. It's inevitable that Cavalier Johnson is going to be the mayor, whether or not he gets our votes or not. Bob Dunham is just not going to be able to garner enough support because there aren't enough Republicans in the city.
And I'm not here to bash Cavalier Johnson. Maybe this encourages him to try to heal this gap and make a bridge. Do you see what I mean? He's a very effective politician. There were a lot of things in our interactions with him and our experience with him that we like. We just didn't like that he would run on something that we really can't reinforce, this idea that the way to public safety is more police, because that reinforces the system of mass incarceration. I understand why he did it. He's trying to win an election, and you look at the polls and opinion as it is now. We're looking at the future. we can honestly disagree. This is not meant by us as any kind of condemnation of Cavalier Johnson or any unwillingness to work with him once he is mayor, quite the contrary. But we have something. So this may encourage him to move on this issue and help figure it out.
Yeah, you know, he's a very young guy who's being influenced, you know, by people with large resources who, as you stated, want to see him as the mayor. He's going to be that. Maybe once he gets to where he's going to be, he'll be able to realize that he's got to make decisions on his own. He can take into account what others say, but he's going to be held accountable for the things that he does.
Yeah, and I'm not personally, you know, this Earl, in the judgment game, in the permanent enemies game, right, and even the enemies game, right? In other words, frankly, if Scott Walker started wanting to work on guaranteeing health care for all when he was governor, I would have worked with him.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't going to, but you see what, and that's nothing like it here. I have a lot of regard for Cavalier Johnson. I just think it's unfortunate that his top ad is on more police.
Hey, Dr. Craig, we got to run. Thank you very much, my friend. Really appreciate it. We'll see you again in 2 weeks. Always great to have Dr. Craig from Citizen Action on board. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.
Thank you. It's great to talk to you.